so many times clinic owners tell me they feel buried under appointments. They feel totally overwhelmed. They're on a hamster wheel. Too many clients, too many emails, too many exercise plans, trying to juggle and spin loads and loads of plates. And you feel like you're a performer in a circus, that you're having to do a bit of everything all the time. And I know how you feel, because 10 years ago, I was in that very same position. I remember being on my hands and knees with my marigolds on, cleaning the bathrooms when my clients arrived because they were coming to see me for their appointment and they were early and I was trying to make them coffee. And the phones were going, and then I would have to finish my appointment and dive straight into a Pilates class. And then I'd come out of that and there'd be somebody in for acupuncture. And it was just this constant cycle. And very quickly, I realized that I could not do this alone. And I went on the journey that has led me here today. Now, I've got a very special interview today for you to listen to with somebody called Ruth. And Ruth has only been on the Thrive Coaching Program for 3 months. And the changes that you are going to hear are absolutely incredible. Please listen to Ruth's story. And if you are feeling, Ruth was feeling at Christmas last year, Ruth felt buried. She felt overwhelmed. She felt like she wasn't present with her children. She was constantly thinking about work. And in just a few short months, Ruth has gone from feeling completely buried to free. She feels focused. She feels like she's got a clear vision. She feels like she's got support of like-minded individuals, and that there's loads and loads of layers that Ruth, and she is super excited, as we are, for the next 9 months that we're going to be working with her. Let's dive in and listen to Ruth's story.
Welcome to the Treat Your Business podcast with Katie Bell. I am Katie, and this is the place to learn the strategies, tactics, tools, and mindset needed to build your clinic or studio into a business that gives you the time, money, energy and fulfillment you want and deserve. My team and I work every day with overwhelmed and exhausted clinic owners like you to shift them from a business that is a huge time and energy drain and is not giving them the income they want, to confident clinic owners that are making money, saving money and getting time back in their lives. So if this sounds like something you want, let's dive in. This podcast is sponsored by HMDG, the leading digital marketing agency for clinic owners in the UK.
Ruth, thank you so much for joining me and coming on to just have a short chat about how life and business has been for you since you made the big decision to join our Thrive Coaching Program. So a huge welcome. Tell us what life and business was like for you before you joined Thrive. So just only a few short months ago.
Basically, I was just like stuck in appointments and working harder, making a little bit more money, but not actually growing. So I just felt stuck. I was going round on a wheel.
And how was that then showing up for you in like your own life, your home life, personal life?
What a massive impact. And that's why I looked for change. It was Christmas when I changed, because I was so entwined in my business that I couldn't even have time to reflect. So I knew things weren't right. I didn't even have time to think about it. So at Christmas, I knew things went right. I took some time to think about it. Was grateful for all the things I had. Didn't know why I wasn't happy, because I had so much good stuff going on in my life. And I said, what is it? And I was just frustrated. I was making more money, but the least happy I'd been, because I was just working to death.
Wow. So you just felt like you were on a hamster wheel?
Yeah, just buried. Buried in appointments and buried in trying to grow, but not growing. The only thing I was growing was the amount of hours I was working.
Oh, we have heard that so many times before, Ruth.
So when I connect with my children, that's the biggest issue.
Wow. Because you were just time poor, not present, constantly thinking about, I've got to do more appointments, I've got to see more people.
Yeah, and trying to work my work, trying to find where the growth was. But the growth just ended up being more and more appointments.
Yeah.
Less present with my children, less time with them, coming home and just thinking about work, trying to problem solve my way out of it, but just ending up more buried.
So what was the catalyst for you? What made you decide to look for some help?
I'd spoken to a colleague who'd done your previous course. So I think my phone picked up on that and the social ad came up. As I was reflecting, and I was scrolling through some social media stuff, your advert came up and I just clicked it. Simple as that. I'm not really a deep thinker on that kind of thing. So that, yeah, literally simple as that.
We've always been here, but it's the moment that you decide enough is enough, or I'm not going to just keep doing the same thing and expect different results. You didn't know what it is you were looking for, but hey, we then appeared in front of you. So what was it about Thrive that really resonated with you?
It wasn't even that deep thought, to be honest. I'd seen you on Facebook and followed you. And then it was the discovery call. I thought, yeah, I can work with you. Really direct, positive. When you just click, it just feels right. So it was go on instinct, really.
Yeah, and you are such a great person to work with me because you just make decisions super quick. You don't overthink them, you don't procrastinate, and you just move forward. So you made the decision quite quickly after having a discovery call with me. We talked about, didn't we, on the call, just what was going on for you and what you wanted to change. And I always ask a great question, which is, if we were celebrating your success in 12 months, what would that look like? And you'd got some amazing vision and plans, but you were just stuck in the doing and didn't have to change that. What has been your biggest change? Like, we are just heading into month 4 on the program together. What has been your biggest change since working with Thrive?
A lot of foundation work, a lot of strategy and pieces, structure, so that I've actually got a place that a team can grow. But it's not just that strategy side. It is the, I thought I knew how to do it. I thought I had a positive mindset. And I do always reflect and challenge myself. But even just this last couple of weeks, I'm now doing it again because I'm like, what is the stumbling block? And it's just a bit of self-exploration, which again, on the course, that's bringing that out in you and making you think about those things.
So I guess for you, because you're actually an athlete, aren't you, Ruth? So we always think that your mindset is super strong and really positive. But you've recently had situations where you're really recognizing that as you grow and you go to that next level, it's like new level, new devil. And then some fear crops up and the self-doubt crops up and the self-belief crops up. So it's an ongoing process that you forever need to work on, isn't it?
Yeah. And that I'd had that ongoing process as an athlete going up the levels. And I was always able to overcome them because I had such strong belief in myself. But actually, when I reflect back on my athlete career, when I did get to the very top level, I did let that get the hold of me and I didn't go to that extra bit of height. And I do reflect on that over the years and think, and to learn from it. It's not a negative thing. It's just, for me, what happens in the past, you learn from to grow forwards. So I'm now thinking, all right, it's a similar thing in my business to where I was there, and don't repeat the same mistake.
Yeah,
so I work on the positive belief, even though I've got such a strong belief. Weird.
Yeah, but it's that whole, like, you've got the experience and you've got the learning from being an athlete, but when we move it into our business, we think it's different, and it's no different. In fact, it's exactly the same, but it's just for you, it's recognizing that you thought you had all the foundations in place to get this business to where it needs to be. But on reflection, what you're recognizing is that's what we've been really working on in the last 3 months, isn't it, with you, Ruth? Getting very clear on your numbers, getting very clear on who you need to hire, when you need to hire, and how you hire them.
Yeah.
That's getting really clear on your marketing.
Yeah, I think marketing's always given me a bit of a fear. I think because when I started my business, it was a really slow grind. And what I should have actually been doing is going on courses to learn that stuff instead of doing clinical courses. So for me, I've got real strong belief that what I offer, my services, it's an unshakable foundation of belief of what we offer is the top. So I just need to bring that bit into the business bit. And I'm learning then how to bring that, my values and vision with the team, because I don't question my service. I think we provide the best service. How do I replicate that and bring that and grow that in my team? Because I'm confident in myself, but actually, how do I then, I suppose that's probably the fear I've got of losing control. This is all I'm finding out now on the call. But if I've got the processes there to put in place, I don't have to be fearful because I know that I'm going to pass on that knowledge and skill and guide them through that whole process. And I didn't have that, and I couldn't quite find how to continue my values through the business, because that is so important to me. I don't want to just churn out. I want the same reputation we've got, but with me not having to do every single appointment.
Yeah. So what has surprised you about Thrive that you weren't expecting?
The amount of support, to be honest. I know one of your values you said was generosity, and it really is. At the beginning when I said, oh, I've started the course, but I've actually got some recruitment I'm on, got going, and the training wasn't there yet. And you just sent me all stuff through, and I just thought, brilliant. Wow, that's the best value. And I just think, actually, I'm spending probably a similar amount I used to spend on clinical courses, because I feel confident in that now, on my business. So I've got that foundation, and then need to grow the business on top of that belief of the service. And yeah. So it's only the same investment I put into my clinical work, with really the return was that I was able to charge a good price because I knew my value. But then I need to do the same now for everybody that I bring into the business. And that's what this investment is.
Yeah, this is your plan for freedom. This is your plan for flexibility. This investment is going to allow you time with your family and doing your training, because I know that's really important to you.
Yeah.
And without that, you're just stuck in the daily grind.
Yeah. And I still am a little bit, but I know there's an end. I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I also know that I'm not going round in a circle working. It's got focus. So I don't mind having phases of hard work, as long as I'm moving forwards and not round and round.
And does the focus and the accountability that the program gives you, Ruth, help you?
It does, actually. And I didn't expect that, because when people use the word accountability, I always think, I don't need that. I'm accountable to myself, and I expect myself to achieve whatever I write down I'm going to achieve. I suppose the difficult with that is that if I don't achieve what I've written down, that's the most difficult thing for me. But actually, listening to your podcast and the fact it's not linear, it's okay to not hit your goals. You then reflect and evaluate and review. And that the whole point of it is it's a fluid plan.
Yeah.
Without vision, you've no plan. So you need a starting point plan, but it can change depending what happens.
Yeah. And it's recognizing that as a business, you've got it perfect. It's not a linear process. It's a journey. And we've got to embrace the journey, enjoy the journey. Because if we're only ever focused on the outcome, when we get there, we're like, oh, is this it? Is this all that I've been looking for?
That's how I used to be as an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn how to enjoy the journey. That's a learning curve because I've just got my eye on the end goal.
Which is what I love about you, Ruth. It's so great. You're such a great person to work with. Just get it done. Tell me what to do and I'm just going to go and do it.
Again, that's the other thing on the course. I thought, I'm working hard, but I actually know what to do. So when I got the strategy advice, I was like, brilliant, done. Consider that done. Easy. And what's in the other layers isn't there, the mindset stuff. So I didn't know I was going to be needing to do that stuff. Even though I already have gratitude, I manifest, I visualize, do all those things, there's something that's not allowing me to visualize what the actual goal is.
Yeah.
I'm visualizing things.
That's it. And if you didn't have any of these self-limiting beliefs or these obstacles in the way, you'd already be where you wanted to be, Ruth. So it's recognizing that we've got to work on those. And we always say you can't out-strategy a faulty mindset. So it needs... The program needs both, doesn't it? We need to help you with strategy, tell you what to do, how to do it. But we also then need to work on what's coming up for you and what's holding you as where you are right now.
Yeah. And this month for my meeting, it is mindset. The last couple of months that I had at the beginning of the course was strategy, because I needed to get stuff in place. I needed to just get stuff done. And then it's, I've hit a stumbling block again. What is going on? Why is this happening? Why is this? It's like deja vu. This is the point where I've previously been, where I'm about to grow, and it's like I'm on self-destruct.
Oh.
And I can't believe it. I've had this point several times, but after this time, I think I've got the support in place to make sure I reach that vision, I believe the vision, I make it happen. And if something doesn't go right, I can evaluate and change it. It doesn't mean that's it.
Doesn't mean it's a failure. The quickest route to success is to fail fast and move forwards. But with the right foundations in place, Ruth, now, you've got a much better chance of hitting those goals. You've got a much better foundation to work off.
Yeah.
So what one piece of advice would you give to someone who feels like you did, who feels like they were just buried under appointments and patients and admin and like that, trying to grow your business and all of that stuff that was going on for you and not having any time with the kids and not being present when you're at home? What one piece of advice would you give to them if they are thinking, I don't know if Thrive would really help me?
Just book your call, Katie. It's free. And see if you see what you think. Simple as that. There's nothing to lose booking a call, is there? So
that's it. And on the call, it's very much a two-way thing, isn't it, Ruth? That I get to meet you, you get to meet me. We talk about what's going on in your business right now, where you want your business to go, and what is getting in your way. And I can strategically, and from a mindset point of view, help you understand what help you might need and whether or not we're the right people to work with you. And if we're not, I can point them in the right direction. But for you, Ruth, we were like, yeah, it's a mutual fit. It feels good. And you were ready to go because you just said, what have I got to lose?
And I think it's like when you're in your clinic, if you fit with a patient and if you don't generally work with them, it just fizzles out. And, yeah. And I like to work with people who want to work with me.
Yeah.
Because I know that's, I get the best out of myself for helping them as well. So it's the same with the course, really, isn't it? So I just thought, yeah, you're focused, like, and I think I'm focused, but I obviously wasn't focused in the right direction. Oh, the other thing that I think is really good as well is not getting distracted by shiny objects, because when you're trying to grow your business or you're trying and you're thinking you're in a rut and you're not growing, you start going off on a tangent in loads of different directions, and I've got loads of those. And the minute you said just put them in a later base, I thought, thank God for that. They all go in the later base. And now I might occasionally look in it and think, and it stops me because I've got this quarterly and monthly strategy. Being a focused person, it's like, no, that can come later. And it's empowered me to say to other people that have come to me with opportunities and asking me things, to say, no, sorry, not now, in a few months, come back to me in a few months. And I used to just say yes to everything because I'm a yes person. And I had to still obliged with some things that I'd said yes to pre-Christmas in the new year. And as I was doing them, I was thinking, this isn't serving my strategy. If you'd have asked me 2 months later, it'd have been a no. We only got a yes because I was a yes person to everything. And now I feel more, I'm assertive, but more a boss. Yeah. But I hate that word, boss.
You're just a leader. You're a leader, Ruth. Of your own destiny and of your own business. And you feel like that just gave me massive goosebumps, because just the change in you in 3 months, you're talking differently, you're acting differently. Like that whole being able to say no to things is a massive move forwards, because we do get distracted. And I always say, is that serving your growth plan? And if it's not making you time, not getting your time back, it's not making you money or saving you money, we're not doing it.
I know, that was brilliant, because I used to have my spaces where I would get work done, fill them with rubbish meetings of people that have asked me for things. And
wow.
I don't want to say no, because we've got a good network and reputation, but I analyze now in my head before I say yes, is that going to be serving? And, or actually, even if it's not going to serve me, is it a mutual thing where they've been really good to me? And it's because I don't want to take that part away from me.
Absolutely.
It doesn't only serve me, because I do stuff because I feel good about it.
Yeah.
And I want to help them. And yeah. I don't want to lose that bit. I don't want to be too harsh. So I still do those bits, which is my soft touch.
But you can have those bits. You can have those bits and so much more of those bits when you've got more control. When you're a yes person and you've got nothing left to give, you just feel like you're giving away everything. And that whole being able to be generous is, you can only be generous when you've not given away everything in the first place.
Yeah. So recently there was someone that I click with and I wanted to help, and she came to me with some ideas. Doesn't serve me, but we've got a mutual help relationship. And I was like, oh, I can do this and this for you if you want. But I've got that space now to do that. And it felt right.
Ruth, honestly, you're such an inspiration, and I'm so glad that you've agreed to record this little interview with me, because you will be such an inspiration to other people who are perhaps feeling like you're feeling. We're here at a lot of clinic owners feel completely buried, overwhelmed, on a hamster wheel, not present at home with their kid. And just listening to you and the changes that you've seen in the 3 months is just, it's amazing. Thank you.
I'm excited about 12 months. And also, I think way ahead, and I'm thinking next year, even if I've hit my 12 month, it's a great mentoring program. I'll probably continue. That's what I'm thinking. But that's fluid. And I'm sure I'm not the only member thinking like that. Actually, it is that checking, that hand-holding. And I think I'd probably choose it over a one-person business mentor that came to meet me once a month, because it's got the whole journey and the network of people.
Yeah. And that's such a wonderful thing, isn't it? That you get to collaborate with like-minded individuals who get it, who've been feeling like you're feeling, and some are further ahead than you and some are behind you, and you're all learning off each other and supporting each other, which I think as a business owner, it can feel a very lonely place.
Yeah. And I think we're all having different challenges at different times. But when I've come across a challenge recently, I think, oh, someone in my pod had that challenge 2 months ago. I'm going to just reach out to her and ask her how it went and how she solved it.
Yeah.
So there's just so many layers to the support. And I think it's a great investment for the future. Like, I do see myself continuing as a mentorship forever, really.
You're not ever done in business, really, are you? You don't say, okay, I'm going to get to this and then that's it. It's very rare that somebody would ever feel like that in their business. So it has to be, to go to the next level, you've got to follow somebody that's already walked the path. You've got to learn from somebody else who's already there, rather than feeling like you need to figure it all out by yourself. You don't.
Yeah. That's the same as an athlete, isn't it? You look at your athletes that are older or even where you want to be. And to me as an athlete, it's obvious I visualize myself there.
Yeah.
I need to do that for business.
Yeah. Ruth, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing and being vulnerable and open and inspiring our listeners. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you not just feel a little bit inspired by Ruth's story? If you have listened to Ruth's story and feel like you are on that same hamster wheel and that you really need some help but don't know how to move forwards, then I would love to invite you to join me for a discovery call, just like Ruth did. And as you heard, it's a very informal chat between me and you, where we talk about what's going on in your business right now. We get into the nitty-gritty and we talk about the challenges that you're experiencing. And believe me, I've heard them all before and I've probably experienced them all before. So I really come at it from a compassionate point of view and with a deep understanding. We then talk about where you want your business to go in the next 12 months and what you want to be celebrating in 12 months' time. And then I talk about how we can get you from that point to that point and how the coaching programs that we have within Thrive can help you. We both need to feel like it's a great mutual fit. And if it isn't, and I don't think that we are the right people to help you, do not worry, because I will point you in your best direction. So whatever happens, as Ruth said, you have got nothing to lose. Head to the link in the show notes to get your discovery call booked. And I really look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this show. Remember, content consumption does not make changes. So commit to doing something from today's episode. Maybe it's taking action on what we talked about, or maybe it's reaching out to me and learning more about our transformational coaching programs. Or if you have not yet, join our free Treat Your Business Facebook group, a free access to over 30 business masterclasses. All of that is over at thrive-businesscoaching.com or linked in the show notes. And the last favor I will ask, because social proof is endlessly important, is to leave a rating or review. I would love to know what you think of the show, how the show has been helpful for you. And I can't wait to chat with you. This is just the start of our conversation. Reach out so we can keep it going. Talk soon.